And if you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you might send for.
I don't know how to call that. They used to have a name, the chess woman. That's another name beside that.
The what?
The chess woman. Chess woman.
Is that?
Chess farm, like she's. A hunt, like a hunting woman,
uh-huh.
Sound called. But that's another name.
Uh-huh.
Fry oyster.
Mm-hmm.
And I like fish cooking sauce, you know, with tomatoes. They call that couvillon, I believe, in French. Couvillon. In French.
Say a baby that's born to a woman that isn't married. What would you call that baby?
We call that a batara. I don't know how you call that in English. Illegitimate, he's not. They have a certain name that they call. But I don't know how you call that in English.
Did you ever hear woods colt or grass colt or bastard?
Bastard.
Uh-huh.
No.
And your brother's son would be called your.
My brother,
his
son, he'd call me aunt.
Uh-huh. And you'd call him?
My nephew.
And a child that has lost both its parents would be called?
An orphan.
Huh?
An orphan.
And the person who's supposed to look after him would be his legal?
Adopted. A foster parent.
Or legal?
Some, they have to put it legal. They adopt them and they have to go through a lawyer and make paper, and for a year people come around and see if the child is well kept, you know, until they can have the finishing word to keep the child.
Mm-hmm. And if you had a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you say, this town is full of mine.
Full of what?
If you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces, you say, this town is full of mine.
Of what? Of
well, of people that are related to you.
Yeah.
You say?
They're full of life.
Uh-huh. Or, if you were talking about your mother and your father and your aunts and uncles and everybody, you say, these are all my
folks,
okay.
Relative.
And you say, well, she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we know.
They're favorite to me.
Uh-huh. But we're no what to each other.
Well, someone, my niece that look like me. Son.
Well, someone who has the same name, same last name, and looks like you.
Yeah.
Someone might ask you.
Yeah, they ask me if we're parents or relatives because you look alike.
Uh-huh.
And have the same sound of speech too sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And somebody who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, he'd be called
a stranger.
What if he came from a different country?
They call it a foreign.
Huh?
A foreign.
Would you ever call someone who hadn't come from a different country a foreigner?
If I have seen one.
Would you ever call somebody from this country a foreigner?
No, I didn't, but I already had some in my house, you know, but there's a preacher who come from other places, from out of the United States, and he stayed with us a few days.
Where did he come from?
S'appelle pas you Sutherland of Nisby. Sutherland from the Philippines or somewhere?
The country around England.
Where? Near England? I know he was a missionary and he said he had a house built on some tall post and he had a ladder to go up there because it was kind of wild people, they don't know about God, you know. And he was a missionary there and he had a ladder and when he get up to that cabin up there, he pulled his ladder up so nobody will go hurt him.